Russell Wilson and the Seahawks get into this shootout with Tampa Bay, of all people, and Tyler Lockett goes nuts as well, and they vaulter from basically oblivion into a lead that's very healthy. It comes down to Monday Night Football. Amari Cooper gutted out what otherwise for others would be out. And then just a stake in the heart dagger on the long touchdown catch and run. She's in a free fall, and she does not think she's worthy of a segment, but we have demanding public that want to hear from Jennifer Ann Smoke and her fantasy football analysis. How? I mean, are you okay? I mean, is there drugs? Maybe.
I'm okay, Dad. You know, honestly, at this point, it is just extremely laughable, my league and my team. It's just a laugh. It's laughable. I can't do anything but laugh. I mean, I might or might not have thrown a water bottle at the wall Monday night and maybe cried a little, but I'm fine. I'm going to be fine. It's just a joke at this point, but it's okay.
So you lost in the last. She lost basically on Mario.
But here's Jennifer. It's all about getting in the playoffs.
See, I told her.
Once you get in the playoffs, it's fine. Seeding doesn't matter.
But that's the problem, Paul. I don't even know at this point if I can get into the playoffs. But you know, you never know. A lot can happen. But yeah, it's just so hard. I keep getting I keep losing at the very end of the Monday night games, and it's just. It's heartbreaking. It is. It's heartbreaking. And like you were saying about the wide receivers, you know, it honestly wouldn't have mattered because the only other wide receiver I had on my bench last week was Allen Robinson. And I don't even think he ended up getting 2 points. So even if I would have had him in over Thielen, it wouldn't have helped me at all. So,
well, here's what I suggest you do. Just be kind of a little bit airheaded like Brittany. And don't even realize you have games on Monday Night Football.
Well, okay, but the thing is it's just so frustrating. It really is. I scored the highest points I've had all year. I ended up with 168 points, and I was the leading scorer going into Monday night, and then that has to happen, and I still lose when I have my best week. And I didn't even have, you know, I had Thielen in the game. He didn't get me any points, obviously. Now he's going to be out another week because they decided to rush him back in. So, you know, I'm proud of my team because for me to still end up with 168 points and not even have a receiver get any points, you know, I still think that that's pretty good. But unfortunately, if he would have played, I probably would have ended up with a win last week.
All right, Jennifer Smoke, on Thursdays at 5:30, we also will take your text on the Bush's Chicken text line for any kind of advice from her, even though her team is not doing well. Well, it's not fair. You're just not winning. You still have a very competitive team. You're just not winning. Any questions about your fantasy football decisions, then please text us at 254-662-1660. So Mahomes, when is he back?
I hope Sunday, but, you know, I don't know. I mean, it's like when they won this last week, he's running on the field congratulating everybody, so he can't be hurting that bad. So I'm ready for him to play. But honestly, I'm not upset with Wilson. So whatever happens, but I don't know when he's coming back. He's still marked as questionable right now, so I guess we won't find out until probably Sunday morning.
Paul, who does Seattle play this week?
Seattle plays San Francisco.
Oh, my, against a very good defense. Oh, yes. My goodness. And the Chiefs play?
The Chiefs.
The Chiefs are playing Tennessee. And I also now have Breeze on my bench because I was trying to get, whenever he came back, I picked him up because I wanted to use him as leverage to try to make a trade for somebody that has some pretty good running backs but not a great quarterback. So I've been using him so I have him too, but I tried to make trades with these girls, and they're not budging. They're not giving any of their running backs up, so it's not really helping me. But this week I'm playing Kara, and right now in her lineup, I didn't tell the girls I was doing the show today because I wanted to be able to discuss this and her not hear it. But right now in her lineup, she's got 4 people in her lineup currently that are on bye. So she has Deshaun Watson, Freeman from Denver, White from New England, and New England's defense is on bye this week. Thank you, Lord. So I am kind of the only quarterback she has on her bench is Philip Rivers. So if she doesn't make the switch before tonight, then she's going to have to go get a quarterback that's on waivers or, you know, that's available, which there's still, you know, there's still plenty of quarterbacks out there that she could pick up. But I'm kind of hoping she – it's her birthday today, so I'm really hoping that she's distracted and she forgets to switch out this lineup.
Is Kara's a friend of yours?
But there's no friends.
I love her.
There's no friends in this league.
Yeah.
There's no friends when it comes to competition, right?
No.
Yeah.
There's no friends when it comes to this stuff. Dad, I told you that. I love her. I hope she has a great birthday, but I hope she doesn't change out her lineup. It's that simple. That simple.
So as a commissioner of the league, should you notify all the members of the league that there's at least a deadline coming up in about an hour?
No. As the commissioner, it's my job to make sure everyone knows how to play, what they need to do, and when they need to do it. And if they can't remember that from week to week, that's unfortunately, you know, not my problem. But depending on how these next few weeks go before the playoffs, I might be texting some of the other girls and giving them tips that I can make sure I end up in the playoffs somehow, but we'll see.
So
we'll see what happens.
I'm in a league with some people from Waco here in town. Steve May is the commissioner. He's fantastic at this. And he sent a reminder to everybody this week to make sure you fill your buys. You know, don't make sure you don't miss it.
That was sweet of him.
That's right. Jennifer does not play that game.
No, well...
No, but I haven't played that game any week, though. I haven't done that any week.
I mean, she's consistent, and the teams in the league know that. Oh, by the way, if you have questions for Jennifer while she's on about your fantasy football roster, send us a text, 254-662-1616, and we'll ask her.
I mean, she's an expert.
She is.
I have a feeling that people probably don't think I'm a very great expert at this point when I'm losing every single week. But
people like to get advice on things, though, from people who are passionate about them.
Yeah.
So, again.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm proud, you know, and again, did you hear what I said? Russell Wilson and Tyler Lockett had 100-plus points.
Yeah.
And even scored on a 2-point conversion. And like I'd given up. I'd midway afternoon, forget it, or in that evening. And next thing you know, because she's done this before. She's tricked me before, Jennifer, with her team. Like the one year when she had no chance day, she was not going to win. Then Baker Mayfield goes minus 2 points. So it's not, this is kind of, you know, it's kind of like crying wolf too many times.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just messed up that, of course, that's what always happens to me is the very last score of the game, and all the whole night the commentators are saying they really aren't going to Amari very much, and I'm like, shut up, we know, who cares? And then, you know, very last play of the game, there he is, wide open and available, straight into the, even if he would have gotten tackled before he got into the end zone, I would have won because she only beat me by about 6 points, but my decimal was higher. So if they would have just tackled him and done their job, then,
if
you know,
shoved
I would have won this week.
Like shoved him out of bounds based on just gravity and using the sideline as a tackle.
That's kind of hard to do though when you leave him wide open and you're far away from him and have to speed up to catch up to him. But
all right, so let's go over your team. We got to fix your team.
Okay.
All right, so Paul, I would still. Russell Wilson against San Francisco.
Yeah, I'm still going to play Russ, and, you know, Patrick Mahomes is still...
Oh, he's Russ to you.
Yeah, he's Russ. And look, I have him two fantasy teams, so...
You play him against San Francisco.
I play him against... He's having
an
number
one defense, don't
they? He's having an MVP year. They haven't played an MVP quarterback yet, so... Okay. Yeah.
All right, so running backs, well, we don't need to go there.
So y'all would not play Mahomes if he comes back this week?
I would continue to play Russ until I see what... Because Mahomes...
Russell! It's not Russ. It's not like it's Russell Wilson.
It's Russ.
Okay. Who are you running back?
My only problem with that is that, yes, San Francisco has a great defense, but they, like, it's give or take on, well, I don't know. I mean, if they're scoring a lot, then it'll be a good thing because he'll be throwing a lot. Sometimes they can't really score a lot, but they can stop people. So, okay, all right.
Well,
I'll consider
Tyler Lockett. You have to match him up with the quarterback.
Okay. He was on Dan Patrick this morning. Dan said, hey, Russ, nice to talk to you.
Oh, my God. Who are your running backs that I'm afraid to ask?
Stop, Dan. Okay, well, Philip Lindsay is on bye this week. And, you know, I picked up Latavius Murray whenever
Very good
Kamara
pickup.
Was out.
Yep.
That one week that they announced that Kamara was going to be out the day of, I had Latavius, and he did amazing for me. But, you know, I know that Kamara is still listed as questionable, so I'm not going to play him if Kamara goes in. I have Jalen Samuels, so that same thing. If James Conner still isn't back, then that's a possibility. But right now who I have in my lineup is I hate to even say this name without throwing up, but Mixon, and then Singletary with Buffalo.
Who in
Singletary had a really good game last week.
Who is Singletary? Yeah, I never heard of
Devin Singletary. We're from Memphis.
Okay. Devin Singletary with the Buffalo Bills, Dad.
Okay. All right. Wide receivers are really stacked.
No, not really, though. I mean, yes, they are. I mean, I still have – I mean, I have Devontae Adams in. I have Lockett in. That's good. And now now because T.Y. Hilton wants to be hurt and Thielen doesn't want to come back, I have Allen Robinson in my lineup. Mm. And then I have Hunter Henry, and then I picked up Pittsburgh's defense. They're playing the Rams.
Okay.
And also, somebody dropped Zerline the other week, and I noticed it on the waivers, and so I picked him up.
There you go. That's a good general manager. Yeah, he kicks long field goals, too.
Yeah.
Let me ask
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's good.
Can I call him Greg the Leg, or is that too familiar?
That's you're really too cushy with these names. Now, did you pick up Mohamed Sanu like I told you to?
No, Dad, because like I responded to you and told you, somebody else already had him.
Why would you let them beat you to the punch? What is Daniel's role in this? Is he not paying attention, or is his team not doing well either?
No, he is paying attention, and he is looking at everything, but some of these girls are picking up people. It all depends on what the waiver lineup is, or if they're grabbing somebody, you know, the weekends of the games when I already have a full. It's all about who you can risk dropping and picking up.
Well, it sounds like you could drop in. Yeah, you could drop a lot of your players.
Daniel's teams are doing good. But he's more into my team than his own team because we're just trying to win over here.
Well, you know what? Because that's a smart thing for a boyfriend to do.
And that's so sweet, isn't it?
Yes.
So,
okay.
When do I need to start saving up some money?
Dad, where are you going with this?
I think it's obvious.
Okay. So what else do you want to ask me about this?
Well, a few weeks ago, she said, and quote, I'm trying to get a ring. She said that.
Yeah, she did.
On the show.
Now it's gone. I mean, that's how many teams in the league, Jen?
Eight teams, and I'll never be in an eight-team league again. It's too – everyone is so consistent across the board, and that's why we have our – there's about 2 to 3 people that are clearly, like, have the best teams. I would say 2. And then there's just everybody else is basically right there in the middle. Just every week it just goes one person moves up, one person moves down, and it just keeps flipping. So
yeah, that's what the NFL's like. Okay.
So, hard.
So Persia and Brittany have the 2 best teams, right?
No, Dad. No. I would say that the 2 best teams are Persia for sure and Meredith. Meredith is the one that had has Aaron Rodgers, Aaron Jones, Chubb. Like she's got a ton of great people. Then those two have the 2 best teams right now. And then right below that would be Tamara has a pretty good team. That's Taylor's sister. And Brittany is right there. But then everybody else. I mean, then Taylor's right there too. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Is like every week it goes. Someone goes up and then comes back down. And so I would say everybody below the top 3 to 4 people are kind of all right there. It's gonna be. I think I kind of know who will be the 3 that will be in the playoffs, and that 4th position is basically just going to be up in the air depending on how the rest of these weeks play out.
You need a win. There's no question about it. And I didn't know Mare Bear was that good at being able to...
Oh, Meredith is great at fantasy football. She's been playing fantasy football for years, and she does it all by herself. She doesn't have a guy helping her or anything, and she's proud of it. She's got a great team.
Good for her. Good for her. Sounds like you may need extra help.
Yeah, the only comment we've gotten so far is that they say you need to play Drew Brees.
Oh, well, why wouldn't that be an option this week? Who are they playing?
He's playing Atlanta.
Hmm. See, don't put more things in her head. That's going to completely clog
Russell Wilson, who I'm not allowed to call Russ, but Russell Wilson is having an MVP caliber season. You don't mess with
that. Yeah, he is. All right.
He's the MVP right now.
Okay. So, all right, but you might still get a trade, don't you think, for that 3rd quarterback? You can give up, maybe even give up. Whoa, if you had,
I would consider if I were her putting Patrick Mahomes on the market.
Yeah, see, I know, but it just breaks my heart to think that I grabbed him on that number one position and then I'm just going to give him up. But I guess you got to do what you got to do to make it into the playoffs, you know, because it's true. If he was to play this week, and what happens is he gets knocked over and his knee hurts again, and I still don't even know what's going on with that ankle that he had an issue with. So I don't know. It really breaks my heart to have to let him go, but I feel like that, people are way more interested in him than Wilson or Breeze.
You just float the name out there. This is how they do it professionally. You float the name out and don't say anything other than that I am willing to trade Patrick Mahomes and see who comes back with the best offer. At least listen to him, okay? All right. Well, good luck this week. Good luck this week. We love you.
Okay.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Thank you, guys. Love y'all. Bye-bye.
Jennifer Ann Smoke.